is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builders Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Today we talk about a special emphasis going on now with Clive Umpquat, Juliet Blanchess, the Community Engagement Coordinator. Thanks for coming in.
Hey, thanks for having me, Kyle.
So you've got something out now that oftentimes people are reluctant to talk about their age.
Not only that, we want to find out what your real age is today based on a variety of factors. We have that big campaign rolling out starting this week, along with our Let's Beat Breast Cancer October. Lots of things going on with Thrive Umpqua this month and the next month.
So talk about the ShareCare Real Age Test. Where did this come from? How long has it been around?
Yeah, so we are inviting the residents of the Umpqua Valley to take the Real Age Test and discover how old you really are. So we're not talking about your calendar age. We're talking about how old or how young you feel. So this is something that's been taken by 45 million people to date. And it's a scientifically based assessment that shows your true age of the body that you're living in. And it was conceived in 1993. It's been externally validated to be even more predictive of mortality than the Framingham Heart Study and chronological age. So we're rolling this out in partnership with the digital health company ShareCare and Boston University's School of Public Health, and inviting residents in our community to find out their real age by taking that ShareCare Real Age Test.
So it's nothing new at all.
No, it's not new, but it is new to our community. This is the first time that we're rolling it out, and we're really excited. I know, Kyle, you've taken it, I've taken it, and I was really excited personally and kind of surprised to see how fun and inspiring it was to discover my real age and observe what behaviors are contributing to my longevity and my youthfulness, and then also where I need to level up. I mean, I say that because I think a lot of people think a survey, a test, boring, not going to be fun, but it was, y'all. It was actually really fun. So I'm excited to be sharing that and invite you all to participate over the next 2 months.
So tell us more about the purpose of taking the test.
Yeah, so it's a community health assessment like so many others, but it's very personalized. So it's a tool that examines factors like what you eat, your activity, your health history, and even how you sleep to just help us set goals to lower our and maintain our real age. So it's anonymous. It's free to everyone in Roseburg. It collects 76 self-reported health questions. It takes about 15 to 20 minutes, depending on how much time, you know, you really put toward answering each question. And then it's analyzed by statisticians at Boston University to summarize the health of the person that's taking it. And then along with the organization that they're associated with, if they choose to disclose that, and the community's real age. So that data can be used to increase community health and well-being projects. For us, we know that it's going to help us inform our work to determine, you know, a baseline assessment of the Umpqua Valley and to target well-being programming for Thrive Umpqua initiative going forward. So those insights will also be benchmarked against results from ShareCare's Community Well-Being Index to understand how our community well-being compares with communities around the country. So it's kind of lots of great outcomes can come out of it for the individual, but also their organization and the community at large.
And I was surprised when I took it yesterday that, and I don't remember how the question was framed, but it gave me a bunch of options, one of which happened to be our two companies here in this building.
Mm-hmm.
So how are those all connected in? Is that, I would apply, I imagine that doesn't apply to everybody that would take it though.
Right. So there's some organizations that are listed in the drop-down menu when you go ahead and start to fill out the test. And those are organizations that have worked with Thrive Umpqua in the past. So they're already trying to lead the way to greater well-being in our community as community leaders, but also for their employees within their organization. So the News Review being one of those places, Brick Communications. But then there are other ways that you can kind of affiliate yourself. You can align yourself. So it may be with your health clinic. If you have, you seek primary care at a certain clinic, then you could choose to put that as your organization that you're affiliated with in the drop-down menu. Or maybe there's a prominent community organization that you're affiliated with. And so that will benefit that organization, because if a certain number of people choose to identify themselves that way, then they get their own metrics for their organization. So they can start to measure well-being within their organization and compare that to other organizations. And also, you know, again, the individual still gets that same information for themselves, and then it contributes to our community outcomes as well.
So over the last few years, one of the things you've done is work with these different organizations, and some have been at kind of different levels of involvement, but the idea of not just individual improvement, but sort of fostering kind of a workplace for that too.
We see this part as of a bigger picture, right? We are endeavoring to do this really lofty goal of transforming the well-being of our entire community. No one left out of that. It's really an inclusive well-being initiative. So yes, one of our approaches is to work with some of our largest and most influential employers, because they just have a further reach, right? There's more people working there. There's more people spending their days there. So if those places encourage and even nudge people toward making healthy choices, then we're really having an impact on a lot of different individuals in our community. So that's where work sites come in. But then, of course, we want people, when they go to their faith-based organizations and their school or the restaurants and grocery stores that they frequent, that those are also aligned and supporting people and making healthy choices. So that really that what we see is that our environment is conducive to making healthy choices instead of making it hard for us. And of course, we still have a long way to go, but we're definitely making great strides here in our community.
So how long will people be able to take this test? I mean, is this something that they can be linked into for months up the road, or how's that going to work?
We are really encouraging people to do it over the next 2 months, and then we'll be collecting all the outcomes toward the end of November. So the kind of hard deadline is November 22nd, but the sooner the better, because we will be doing giveaways for people that take the test on November 3rd, November 17th, and November 1st. So take it early to have more chances to win prizes like our restaurant gift certificates, beanies and baseball hats, other swag, and then this huge gift basket that was sponsored by the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, PCRM, that is also partnering with us on our Let's Beat Breast Cancer October campaign.
And we're going to talk more about that part in a minute. One of the things about the data, though, I'll be real fascinated up the road to see just what you learn from it in terms of, you know, here's what the Umpqua Valley's like, and then here's where other
right.
communities and how different they are or not.
Yeah, and so we just invite people to use your voice, use this as an opportunity to share your own personal experience, but also, you know, now you have an opportunity to impact what is happening in our community, what we work on, what our priorities are, and what we're going to focus on. So this is a chance for you to express that through this test.
What's your thoughts so far? How long has this been out? Just a few days, right?
Yeah, we just started rolling it out, so we haven't seen results yet. I mentioned that I got mine, and that it was pretty fun for me. My calendar age is 36, and my real age, so how my body is feeling, how vibrant it is, I got really great results. It said that I was 31, so I was really excited about. Obviously, that's really encouraging, and to just see like what am I doing that's contributing to that kind of youthfulness and vibrancy and longevity, but then also to see what can I do to keep that up, right? If I drop those healthy lifestyle behaviors, then that's going to change real quick. So my personal challenge is to balance out my desk work. I tend to work at a desk sitting down like many people throughout the day, right? So I'm really looking for fun ways to move naturally, right? To incorporate movement back into my day, like riding my bike to work. I started playing tennis more. I take dance lessons sometimes, and I've been doing a lot of rock climbing. So just looking for ways, especially going into these winter months where it's not as inspiring to be outside, to keep moving, because that's obviously one of those things, right, that we just know contributes to our youthfulness, our vibrancy, and to our longevity as well.
I think when taking the test, I've learned a lot about what the concepts are that Blue Zones has been, you know, encouraging people on. And there would be questions where I'm like, okay, well, I'm doing pretty good. Mm-hmm. The question come along like, oh,
crap.
Yeah, you know, it's just like, okay, yeah, I don't do that very well, do I?
Right.
You kind of walk out of that going, well, I thought I was doing pretty good, and there I am, but over here I'm really not so much.
Yeah, and I think that's so fun too, because I'm kind of addicted to like personal growth, right? Like, where can I do better? So I love seeing that kind of thing. And yeah, I think I was really excited to see like, okay, I'm doing really well in these areas. I could do better over here. And that's what's really cool about it, right? It's a free test. It takes about 15 minutes, but then it offers actionable insights for the participant's own personal health journey, as well as having a positive influence on their and their entire community. So really, really a fun way to kind of, like Kyle said, see where the gaps are and see where you're doing well and lean further into those things.
More when we come back. Juliet Palencias, interview a podcast after one at 541radio.com, 1246, News Radio 1240, KQEN. Douglas County, 1248, News Radio 1240 KQEN. Lars Larson coming at 1 o'clock. Mike Winter's Lawn and Garden Show, part of KQEN Local Talk at 4. Tomorrow, Whitney Hinneman from the Douglas County Chapter of Oregon Women in Timber is with us. Julia Plenchus is the Community Engagement Director for Thrive Umpqua Blue Tones Community, talking about this Share Care Real Age Test. Have you talked to other people that have taken it so far?
Yeah, a few of us. I mean, obviously our team is doing it. We're getting out there, out in the community already. We've done some tabling events at some various clinics and different community events. Tomorrow we'll be out at the Senior Center for one of their events. And yeah, folks are having fun with it. I think, you know, it's really affirming and validating when you know you're trying to live a healthy lifestyle and you see that those changes are having an impact on your real age. But then I think it also can be a kick in the pants for us too, Kyle, like you were saying, if we see that we need to see some improvements and that our body is being impacted by those things, that every day we have choices that will impact how we feel and our vibrancy, our longevity, our youthfulness, and just even what we're able to do throughout the day, how we feel after lunch, for example, at the workplace, that those things truly do have an impact and that we can make those choices. So I think this really kind of helps to illustrate that for the folks that are taking it.
So your real age is 5 years younger than your calendar age. I wasn't quite there. My real age, no, I'm not going to tell you.
Oh, come on, Kyle.
But I will tell you that I am 2 years, 6 months is younger.
Oh, nice.
So not five
years.
Oh,
that's wonderful.
But at least I got halfway there.
Well, y'all, I mean, I work for Thrive Umpqua, right? And I also am the executive director for UC Veg. So I feel like I really got to walk the talk so that for you all, otherwise I'd be a hypocrite, right? So, and I'm immersed in this field where I'm really nudged, like I mentioned earlier, I'm really nudged and immersed in all of this research and these well-being activities. And I'm really trying to encourage you all to do that with me. And that's helped me. I'm doing a lot better than I was actually probably 3.5-4 years ago and before starting to work for Thrive Umpqua. So I hope that I can be an example for all of you and an inspiration, and know that too, I have my struggles too, and I'm working on that. But I'm excited to hear that, Kyle. You're doing well.
Well, and I got to thinking, okay, if I would have taken this 4 years ago or even 2 years ago, what kind of, because I would have, it's like, well, no.
Right.
I mean, there were a bunch of yeses that were no's back then, and a bunch of diet things that were really no's compared to now, you know, and so, man, but it all makes sense because going through that and changing a lot of the things that I've done, and as somebody asked me about it in Portland on Monday, and I said, well, it's kind of simple. It's like diet and exercise. There's a lot of other elements too, but I mean, that's kind of the core of if you don't exercise and your diet's terrible, here's the difference, you know?
Right.
And that kind of used to be where I was at. So you switch it and you see the changes, but you look down the road and go, okay, you know, 2.5 years, that's not bad to be.
That's great.
At my older age.
Well, and also especially for you to acknowledge that, like, you're just recently making some pretty big changes, right, in your lifestyle and your well-being practices, and to just see how quickly that can have an impact. And I mean, you look great. It sounds like you have greater mobility. You're able to do so many more things. Your energy is wonderful. So, I mean, yeah, that's a shining example. And just think like, okay, keep it up for another 5-10 years. That's going to truly impact your longevity.
So let's talk about this Let's Beat Breast Cancer October program. Obviously, a lot of things going on. Breast Cancer Awareness Month in October. How are you guys connected?
Yeah, and so it's such a perfect tie-in to the work that we do with Thrive Umpqua, and even particularly with the Real Age test. We're working in partnership with the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, PCRM, Umpqua Community Veg Education Group, UC Veg, and the Family Medicine and Lifestyle Medicine Residency Program to roll out the Real Age test in conjunction with Let's Beat Breast Cancer October. And this is an effort to just reduce the risk, right? So we're looking at not just awareness, but reducing the risk of breast cancer, which just ties in super well with our lifestyle approach, with our preventative measures that we can all take part in. So we have events that will take place through the month, encouraging community members to reduce the risk of breast cancer by a four-pronged fork approach, as we like to call it. So moving more, embracing body positivity and a healthy weight, coming together around friends at five and reducing alcohol consumption, and then plant slanting. So those are kind of our four themes. So each week of the month, we'll be highlighting one of those four pronged approaches with activities like a community hike and bike to work day, in coordination with walk and bike to school day, and safe routes to school last week, volunteer opportunities. This Saturday we have one I'll tell you more about, tabling events around the county, and then cooking classes and food demos on our last week, and then all culminating with a fun event, our Thrive Umpqua office open house with mocktails, right, all around like reducing that alcohol consumption in a fun way. And that's on Friday, October 29th from 5 to 7. So all of the events and activities can be found on our Facebook event, Let's Beat Breast Cancer October, and on our Facebook page under our events. But I'll go through those a little bit more for you. But those are all of the kind of things that we're doing around this month to just encourage people to reduce their risk of breast cancer, because we know from PCRM and the research that's out there that it is possible to reduce the risk for all of us for breast cancer.
So talk about, you said a volunteer focused event this weekend.
Yeah, so this weekend we're going to be doing a trail day cleanup at the Honeycombs climbing area. So if folks don't know, we have some beautiful areas for climbing in our community. And so this is just one of those areas. And we're going to be inviting volunteers to come out and help with a little outdoor cleanup, get some movement, get outside, see one of our most beautiful areas in our community. And so that's this Saturday at 9 a.m. from 9 to noon. But you can come and just stay as long as you want to for this event. And it's out at the Honeycombs out on Diamond Lake Boulevard. So we know that wildfires have destroyed the access trails in that area. And the Southwest Oregon Climbers Coalition has reached out to us to partner. So anyone that's interested can come and plan on meeting us there at the climbing area this Saturday. And there's more details on how to get there and how to prepare for that on our Facebook page under our events.
Couple minutes left. Tell us about a couple of the other things on the other weeks.
Okay, so yeah, all throughout the month we have Let's Beat Breast Cancer October events happening. Another big one that we have is a cooking class with PCRM. It's a Food for Life instructor that's going to be sharing with us the power of food for breast cancer reduction. And we're inviting people to come and just learn how to translate complex scientific nutrition information into simple, tasty, health-promoting meals. So that's a free class led by Food for Life instructor Cindy Thompson. And she's a former paramedic and firefighter, and she's a cooking instructor now. So that's a free class. You can register for that also on our Facebook page. And then, of course, I mentioned that our office open house, we never had a chance to invite people to our new office just due to COVID restrictions. So we are inviting people to come on Friday, October 29th from 5 to 7 p.m. And that's going to be at our downtown location at 556 Southeast Jackson Street. We'll be serving mocktails. The team will be there. We'll have some other fun activities. And there's a lot of fun things going on around town, downtown that evening, actually. Some different businesses that are also doing their grand opening. So great time to come and hang out downtown. There's going to be a live DJ with music. So that's just one of many things that we've got going on. We also are going to be doing some Friends at Fives. We're working with McMiniman's to do some mocktails next week for a reducing alcohol consumption themed week. So more on that on our Facebook page. You'll have to come and check it out.
And how do people get linked to taking that test?
Yes, thank you, Kyle. That was the last thing I wanted to make sure to mention. So anyone can take the Real Age test at bzpumpqua.sharecare.com. Take the test, be entered to win prizes, find out your real age, and let us know if you take it. Share your results with us on the comments to tell us what your healthy behaviors are and how you're adopting to continue to stay healthy and vibrant. We want to hear from you.
You've been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN, a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications, your home for Douglas County's news team, News Radio 1240 KQEN.